existed.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? So glad to see you. I was just walking down the street and saw Chef Brockett. He said, I'll be over in a little bit if you'll get me some. I think you should guess what it is. It's something that's not hot, but it's cold, that's right. It's something that goes in the kitchen, not in the stove, but in the thing that has a door and you put cold things in the refrigerator. Can you guess what it is? Oh, picture, you're always giving away the secret. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I'll show them to you. Ice cream. That one's vanilla. And this one's chocolate. They look good together? Yep. One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. One, two, three, four, five. Six. 7, 8, 9, 10. Better get some plates for Chef Brockett. He said, I'd like some plates, and then I'll bring the rest of the things. Did you ever wonder how ice cream was made? You know, ice cream that you buy in a store. Let's ask picture. Picture on the wall. Well, there's the words, ice cream again. Would you kindly show us all how ice cream is made in a big factory? There's a great big vat there. And there's a mix in the vat. You see all that mix in there? It's getting heated up. It's heated to 165 degrees so that it can be pasteurized. Then after that, it makes like a waterfall over some very cold pipes. There it is, falling down over the cold pipes. And that mix is all the same before they put in the different kinds of chocolate and vanilla and all those things. There's chocolate flavor going in there. See it getting mixed up there? It looks a little like a record player, doesn't it? And there are the big gallon jugs that it goes into. It's still pretty soft when it goes in there. That It's ice cream filling up the gallon jugs. They scoop it off the top and send it off with a lid on it. Chocolate. C-H-O-C stands for chocolate. And off it goes on the conveyor belt. And now it's going to be taken into a very, very cold room. The man in there has to wear gloves and something to keep his ears warm because it's 20 degrees below zero in there. Much colder than most winter days. And the ice cream is now in the hardening room. And it's all getting hard, waiting for people to come to buy it for their stores. Picture. Thank you very much. I'd like to see some people eating ice cream cones. Do you have any pictures of children eating ice cream cones that we could see? Oh, there they are. Thank you very much, Picture. You're welcome. Maybe that's Chef Brockett now. Let's see. Is that you, Chef Brock?
Hi. Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want us to cook or something?
Oh, sure, because I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet, or I'll shh, and I'll shh, and I'll shh, shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I'm a chef, I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh, shh, shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
I know you like silence.
I like quiet things, like pockets, quiet lockets, sockets. I like quiet high sky rockets, quiet folk like brackets. I'm a chef, I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can't even. And if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh, shh, shh. For it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too vast for lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. Hey, you want to go in the kitchen? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, wait till you see what I'm going to do today.
I brought the ice cream you asked for. Do you want it now? Vanilla and chocolate.
Shh.
What's that? Not very hard, the ice cream. What are you making?
Shh.
A mountain? Like a snowman. Oh, thank you, Chef Brockett. What? Eat it? Ice cream. Ice cream snowman. cupcakes? You're gonna make cupcakes? I better get a spoon to start to eat this. It's melting.
Shh, shh, shh.
Good. Can't eat that one, can you? Oh, for Don Quixote.
Oh.
You know, Don Quixote's having his groundbreaking ceremony today. Going to build his windmill. Arms. Windmills have arms, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's great. Is this cupcake dough? So it's a cupcake dough man and an ice cream snowman. Good, Chef Brocca. Yes? Oh, yes, this kind can melt easily. But that kind doesn't melt. You're going to give it to Don Quixote.
Oh, great.
I better take this with me.
Wow, I want to hurry and get to the neighborhood for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, I'd like to see it, too.
Yeah, do you think Don Quixote will like his cupcake dough man?
I'm sure he will. I sure like my ice cream snowman.
Oh, good. I hope it doesn't melt before you eat it. Now I have to hurry, Mr. Rogers. Thanks for letting me come to your kitchen.
Thanks for being with us. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Chef Brocca. We should look ourselves to the neighborhood of make-believe and see the groundbreaking ceremony. Here's the telescope. Oh, Charlie, we were just about to look for you. This is an ice cream snowman. Yep, Chef Brocket is taking a cupcake dough man to the neighborhood groundbreaking. Would you take us in? We'd like to see it ourselves. In we go. Set for the groundbreaking today?
Oh, yes.
Meow, 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 meow.
And it's a beautiful day, too.
Oh, it sure is. Boy, I'm happy for Don Quixote, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Big windmill, meow.
Oh, yes. It'll be so nice to have him here.
Meow. Meow, 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 daisies, meow, meow, hat.
Oh, yes, Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, meow, stripes, meow, meow, dress.
Oh, yes.
Meow, 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 guitar.
Yes, I'm just learning to play it.
You are?
Yes, yes, I was going to sing a song at the groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, great.
And, well, I was just practicing it.
Well, I like to hear it.
Well, I thought since we were breaking ground,
yeah,
I would sing This Land Is Your Land. Do you know it?
Oh, I've heard it before.
Well, when I sing it, if you know it, sing along, will you?
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
All right. This land is your land.
This land is my land.
From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water.
Good.
This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land.
This land is my land.
From Daniel's clock there,
hey, good,
to the castle garden.
Yeah.
From Corny's factory.
Yeah.
To Grandpere's tower.
Good.
This land was made for you and me.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, thanks, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, meow. Love meow songs. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Also love meow, 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 meow. Soft songs. Meow, 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 meow. Cool, sweet, soft songs. Yeah.
What's your favorite cool, sweet, soft song?
Meow, meow, garden. Meow, meow, cool. Meow, meow, lovely. Meow, meow, pool. Meow, meow, fishes. Meow, meow, bout. Meow, meow, never. Meow, meow, shout.
Meow, meow. Oh, Hen, that's a beautiful song.
It is a pretty little song, isn't it?
I don't know it. Would you teach it to me?
Meow, surely. Meow, meow, garden.
In a garden.
Meow, meow, cool.
Sweet and cool.
Meow, meow, lovely. Meow, meow, pool.
Here's a lovely silver pool.
Oh.
Meow, meow, fishes.
Little fishes.
Meow,
swim,
meow,
about.
Meow, meow,
and they never, ever shout. Oh, Hen, that's just a grand song.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chef
Hi, Chef Brockett.
Henrietta, X,
yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just great. Are y'all set for the groundbreaking ceremony?
Where's Don Quixote?
Well, oh, he's back of the castle. He's looking at the place where they're going to build his windmill.
Well, it's really exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I brought him a present. This is a pretend snowman. See, there are raisins for buttons,
uh-huh,
and raisins for eyes and a nose,
yeah,
and pretzels for arms. Windmills have arms, too.
Yeah, they sure do.
Isn't it pretty?
Oh, it's great. Grand.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy it. I think it's nice to bring somebody a present on a groundbreaking day.
Say, I'd better make an appointment. Don't you think?
Oh, boy, yeah.
I mean, see if we can go over there now.
Oh, that would be good, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Good.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, pretty. Meow, meow, raisins, meow.
Hello, Miss Bilificate. Yes, it's Lady Aberlin. I was wondering, Miss Bilificate, there are some of us over at the tree now, and we'd like to know when we can come to the groundbreaking ceremony. Oh, I see. Not right away, because the king is still finishing his speech. Well, when then? In about 27 and a quarter seconds? Fine. Thanks very much, Miss Bilificate. Bye. In 27 and a quarter seconds, we can go. But not before, because Uncle Friday is still finishing his speech.
Oh, is he going to give one of his long speeches?
As usual.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, I can meow. Meow, meow, meet you there, meow.
Well, that would be great.
Good.
And maybe we should announce it so everybody will know about it and I'll be there.
Oh,
huh?
Right, let's.
Good idea.
That'll give us the chance.
Okay, fine, I'll go tell Daniel and the rest.
Meow, 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 meet
right.
you there,
27
meow.
27 and a quarter seconds.
We'll
meow.
See you there then. Bye. Come on, let's announce it, Lady Aberlin. Hear ye.
Hear ye.
Hear ye.
Hear ye.
The groundbreaking ceremony will
it's
take
great.
Place.
Love
in
you
the
all.
Garden,
I'm glad to see you.
27 and a
glad
quarter
to see
seconds.
You.
Hi.
Don Quixote.
Yeehaw.
Hi.
It's an exciting day, isn't it?
Hi, Henrietta.
See what I made for you, Don Quixote.
Hey, what's that?
It's a snowman. Well, it's a pretend snowman, and I made it out of dough and put raisins on it for eyes and nose and pretzels for arms, and it's a present for you celebrate your groundbreaking
what
day.
What a special day this is.
Sure
Thank
is.
You very much. I want you all to read the nice sign that's up there.
Oh.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
You see that?
Ladies, gentlemen,
pussycat, owl, and donkey.
Meow, 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 King Friday.
So glad to see you, King Friday.
Yes, Uncle Friday. You're looking splendid.
Yes, well, I'm feeling splendid. This is a fine day. Are you prepared for my speech?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. We've been looking forward to it.
Meow, 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 meow.
We sure are, King Friday. Very well, I shall begin my speech. If it were not for me, this groundbreaking would not be taking place. For years I have led you all in this fine land and have acted as your king and guardian. For years I have taken upon me the heavy duties of monarch and feel the load extremely heavy on my shoulders. However, light times do arrive, at which time I rejoice. I trust you all rejoice this day when I present this shovel for the groundbreaking for the new windmill.
Yeehaw, you mean I'm supposed to break the ground with that shovel?
That's right, Don Quixote. And you will give the acceptance speech for the groundbreaking. You may now give that speech. What are you doing, Lady Abernant?
Uncle Fred, I was just holding the shovel for Don Quixote so that he might make his acceptance speech.
Yes, very well. You may give up the shovel then for one moment, Don Quixote.
Is it stuck, Donkey? No, I can't hear you, Donkey.
Yeehaw. Well, I want to thank you, King Friday, and all these fine assembled people for coming here on this day to help me break the ground. Oh. Now, of course, you know, we're going to do it behind the castle.
Yes.
Of course, that's where the site is set. I want you to remember to build a fine but small windmill.
Yeehaw, we'll certainly do our best, King Friday. And I want to thank you and thank all of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're
taking
welcome,
such
Don
good
Quixote.
Care of me this week. Thanks much.
Here's your shovel back. You're welcome.
Yes, you needn't speak with a shovel in your mouth. So, farewell. We shall all back to the back of the castle and have the groundbreaking ceremony.
Groundbreaking ceremony, groundbreaking ceremony, groundbreaking ceremony, groundbreaking ceremony.
Groundbreaking. Ever heard of a groundbreaking ceremony? Well, that's a time when people get together to build something, and they usually take a shovel and they break the ground so they can start the foundation of the building. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called ground breaking, because the shovel breaks the ground. And that's just the beginning of the building. Oh, buildings take a long time to build. You ever watched one being built? Just the way people take a long time to grow, don't they? Picture Picture says yes. Picture Picture knows, and so do you, that it takes a long time to grow. But you're growing, and I like the way you're growing. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. You sure are. Wash these dishes. That was a good ice cream snowman. Ate it all up. Now I'll wash Chef Brockett's scoops. So when I see him next, they'll be all ready for him. The big scoop. a middle-sized scoop, and the little scoop. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, "It's fun, that's all, little one. You're growing, in and out. Middle-sized one, you're growing all about." Big scoop, baby scoop, mama scoop, and daddy scoop. Scoops don't grow because they're things and they're made, but you do grow. Mm-hmm. Wonder who that is at the door. Let's go see. I'll take these things to Chef Brockett. Who's at our door?
Hi.
Why, it's you, Chef Brockett.
Oh, the groundbreaking ceremony was wonderful.
Oh, good. Did they like your dough, man?
Oh, Don Quixote loved it. I'm going to take your plate home and wash it, and then I'll bring it back to you.
Okay, well, these are already washed for you.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate
scoops.
That.
It's about time for me to go. Would you sing the Tomorrow Song with me?
Yeah, I'd like to.
I'll walk home with you. How about you? Will you sing it while I change my clothes? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you and you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is
snappy.
Right, snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day, Chef Brockett.
You make it a special day for me too, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks. I'll walk you home.
Thank you.
And you always make it a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and we like you fine. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Here I come.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
I actually watched a lot of PBS growing up, like Sesame Street, Arthur.